We are learning Masechet Pesachim Daf Kuf Aleph Amar Aleph, and we're continuing the sugya of Kiddush Makom Suda. We had a machloikis, Rav and Shmuel. Rav holds Kiddush is not after Makom Suda, and Shmuel holds Kiddush has to be Makom Suda. So the last Gemara we learned yesterday was that Shmuel holds that you need Kiddush Makom Suda, so that's why you have to make Kiddush at home when you eat Suda. So what's the point of making Kiddush in the shul? So the Gemara explains, Lafuke Archim. Lafuke the Archim who eat the guests, who eat and drink in the shul, so that's why you make kiddush for them. Agav, Taisa speaks out, even though you're not allowed to eat or drink in a shul, you're not, definitely not allowed to sleep in a shul, but Taisa speaks out, we're talking about they slept in a room adjacent to the shul, so they listen to kiddush from their room where they're going to eat, from the dining room where they're going to eat, and that's where the Archim eat. The shaila is that Bizman Azeh, would there be any reason to make kiddush? The chayyur comes from this gemara. The only reason why we make kiddush, we pass like Shmuel. The kiddush makom, we need more kiddush makom suda. That's our law. We pass like Shmuel, and we pass like Shmuel. Why do we make kiddush in shul? There's no orchim we're eating in shul. So b'zman hazeh, the chayyur, you shouldn't make kiddush in shul. The ma'aseh we know there's a minhag to make kiddush in shul by a lot of people. So shaila, what's pshat in the minhag? So there's really there's like three pshatim. We'll just mention one of them or two of them. Tosfos and Daf Kuf Amud Beis brings down a pshat, and there's a pshat on Rabbeinu David here. Rabbeinu David here says pshat is that it's like Chazaras HaShatz. We know that the reason why you have Chazaras HaShatz by davening is the most people don't know how to daven. But these days, when everyone has a siddur, most people don't know how to daven. Still, Chazaras HaShatz, the takana didn't leave. We once the Chazal made the takana, the Chazaras HaShatz, it didn't change. So same thing, they made a takana for the Archim to make Kiddush and Shul. And once the takana was instituted, it wasn't changed. That would be pshat in those mandiyam. A lot most of Rishonim hold that you should not a lot of Rishonim hold you should not do it because of bracha batala. But that would be pshat in the minute. That's one pshat. Taisus and Kufan Beis brings down a pshat, a very interesting pshat from Shem Rav Naturnoi Goyin. He says, at the end of Taisus, there must be a day. He says, the first yidei, the end of Taisus, he says, Mekachim beis ha-kneses, v'noisin l'seich einav l'refuah, k'de minyam psia gas, and it tells echav tavkav marim einav. You walk big steps on Shabbos, you lose 1/500th of your eyesight. V'emis mehadrolei, once you go back, g'dush of the beis shimshi, kiddush on Friday night. So what's pshat? So why can't you do this in the house, the kiddush in the house? So it must be, Rabbi Tanoi assumed that most people in those days made kiddush on challah. They couldn't afford wine. And they can't put challah into the eyes, they have to put wine into the eyes. So therefore, they make kiddush in shul in order to have the refuah. But again, a lot of Rishonim, I ask on this Rav Tanoi, for the refuah, you're allowed to make a bracha levatala. Like, what's the head to make kiddush just for the refuah? It's not for Shabbos, but it's not kiddush. That's the second pshat. The third pshat is Rabbeinu Yonah in the Rosh. But there are different fishinim pshatim l'maisa. The ikar din is you should not make kiddush unless that's the minig. You should not make kiddush in shul because of bracha levatala. So let's go back to the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Va'ozdo Shmuel l'tamei d'oma Shmuel and kiddush el makom suda." Shmuel goes l'tamei and he holds in kiddush el makom suda. We just learned, and therefore yidei kiddush lo yatsu if you make kiddush without any suda. Sovar minei the bnei bismarish held hani milu bayis l'bayis. They thought kiddush makom suda is only a problem if you make kiddush in one house and you eat the suda in another house. Av makom l'makom echad beisa lo. But they thought that let's say you make kiddush upstairs and you come downstairs to eat the suda, that's not a problem. That's still cool kiddush makom suda since it's the same house. That's what they thought. Amalu Rav Arba Tachlifa, it's not true. Zimnin Sagim, a lot of times, have a kamina kameda Shmuel. We were sitting with Shmuel. V'nachis, we wanted to eat the suda, so we didn't make kiddush right there. V'nachis me'igro la'arav v'had me'kaddish. We went from upstairs to downstairs and made kiddush downstairs. Some learn it means they make kiddush upstairs, and it wasn't enough. Make kiddush again downstairs. V'hadar mekadosh. In any case, you see that they held the going from upstairs to downstairs. Nachas be'igur la'ara is called a shinu makam, and that's not called makam. That's not called kiddush makam suda, and that's how it come out that even makam l'makam in one house is not called kiddush makam suda. Tosfos speaks out that mepina lapina if it's one room from one corner to another corner. Of Vada, that's Kiddush Makom Suda. So let's say you make Kiddush in one corner of the room and then you want to eat in the other side of the room, it's not a problem. That is called Kiddush Makom Suda. But in two rooms, it's a problem. Two rooms, what?
The kitchen.
Yeah, that's right, it's a whole shot, that's called the same Makom. But that's not mentioned here in this sugya. That's like that could be a raya from Zimun and other places. That raya is called Makom. It's like a we're many all different things. But Pashas, even if you can see it, it shouldn't be enough. If you're going to make kiddush in the kitchen, you should eat cake in the kitchen. And then move on. We'll talk about cake in a second. But in any case, Mamaisa, Pina Lepina is fine. After that, that's called En Kirsh Makam Suda. But Af, Rav Huna Sava En Kirsh Makam Suda. Rav Huna also holds En Kirsh Al Makam Suda. The Rav Huna Kaddish, Rav Huna made Kiddush one time, and he was eating, let's say, in his dining room, and he made Kiddush. Just Akulei Shagra, and the light went out. And he didn't want to eat anymore in the dark. Va'ayle Lemane, Lebeginane, and he brought all his dishes to the to the garden of his son Rabbah, the Havish Raga. He had a candle. The Kaddish v'ta'am midi, and he made Kiddush again, and he ate something. Al mekasava in Kiddush al makam suda, because you see the first part only made Kiddush. You didn't eat the suda, and it wasn't in count. It didn't count because he didn't let him eat the suda. So therefore, he moved it over to the next place, and he made Kiddush again because he holds you have to make Kiddush again. Af Rabbah. So you see, we already have that the Rav Huna held like that, and we show Rabbah held like that also. And this is the reason why we paskin like Shmuel, because that's like Rav and Shmuel. Usually, you paskin like Rav be Isuri, and here it's like a little bit Isuri that they can't eat without Kiddush. And Rav Yechon also later on holds like Rav, but still we pass like Shmuel because all these Amorayim Basroyim held like Shmuel. Af Rabbah Sava in Kiddush al Makam Suda. The Amar Abaya ki Avina beimar. When we used to come to our Rebbe, Rabbah, and he told us a little stick of Torah, and we sat there, when he made Kiddush, Amalon, Ti'im Midi, eat something. Why? When you go back to your room, and you want to eat the Suda there, you're not going to have a light, you're not going to be able to eat. You're not going to make Kiddush there, because you can't eat there. And here you're not going to be eating Kiddush, there ain't Kiddush El Makam Suda. Because there's no Kiddush, only Makam Suda. You see, Rabbah also holds in Kiddush El Makam Suda. So let's just analyze this Gemara. This Gemara has a few very important points to it. First of all, the question is, like, he says, I'm in Kiddush now, eat something now. You know why? Because you might get home and you're not going to have a candle, you're not going to be able to make Kiddush. What do you mean? How do you eat the Suda? Forget about the candle, Shabbos Suda, what are you going to do? I mean, eat the Suda here because you might come home and not have a Shabbos Suda. So Tais asks the Kasha, the Ramaschal of the Kedusha, and he says he wasn't worried about Suda Shabbos because either he can eat three Sudas tomorrow, or because maybe he'll find a place that there's a Nair without wine. They'll find a place to eat the Suda, but the wine they're not going to have, that's why he's not going to that. Number two, he says to taste something, to eat immediately. What does that mean? He says, eat something here to have Kiddush Makam Suda. What does that mean? Zok Tais is the Ramaschal to Imu, so Tais is a little higher. Right in the middle of Amud, Nira the Hainu Teimas Lachem. Zok Tosfos, you have to eat Dafka bread. Only called Teima if you eat bread. That's called Kiddush Makam Suda. The Ga'inim brought down in the Torah say you can be Yaitza Kiddush Makam Suda either with wine or with Mini Targima. And we say if he says wine, Vada Mini Targima, which is cake, you also can be Yaitza Kiddush Makam Suda. But not Paris. Speaking of not Paris. There is a Sita Shilta Gabarim, just even Paris. So come to the three shittas, what's the team of media? Tosfos, and there's other Rishonim like that also, who hold that, I mean, the thing of a dike from the round like that dafka bread. The Ga'inim hold yayin umini tagima, and not peiris. And the Shulchan Aruch holds peiris. Mechava Paskin is like the Ga'inim, that it's enough with yayin umini tagima. But what is the negay, this machlaikis? The negay is that the Mishmur speaks that, let's say it's a big shasat chak, because by day it can be yaitzu with peiris. Mashma is the difference in night kiddush and day kiddush. Therefore, nafkah means like this. When you want to use mezainis, v'sevach and ga'inim, which we pass like, day kiddush is more cooler than night kiddush. And night kiddush, l'maisa, it's a deraisa, and Tosfos holds that you're not yaitza with, you know, kiddush makam suda, that part's only derabanan, but the kiddush itself is deraisa. And Tosfos holds you're not yaitza only with lechem, and other shenim hold like that also. Therefore, there is some who are makbid not to make kiddush makam suda on cake at night. Hence, some people don't make Kiddush at night on Simchas Torah, it's not halacha you're allowed to because you pass by the goyim. Just there is a mokum to machmir. Why dafka at night? They'll see people machmir not by day. Torah says because at night you want to this sheet that holds that Kiddush Makam Suda is dafka by lechem. So the Maravite was saying Rabbah also passed like Shmuel, ain't he? And not like Rav. He passed like Shmuel the Kiddush Makam Suda, ain't he? Vama Abaya kol mili demar have avod karav. Abaye said that Rabbah, Mara is Rabbah, have a Ovid Karav. He did everything like Rav, Levar behind class, Ovid Kashmul. But such are three things he passed like Shmuel. Only three things. What are the three things? Matir Mebegad Lebegad. You're allowed to take tzitzis off one Begad and put it to another Begad. It's not called a Bezoin. Not worried about a Bezoin. Matlikim and Nera Lener. You're allowed to light one Nera Chanukah with the other Nera. You're not allowed to take a candles of choil and transfer fire from one ner to another ner. You can't do. But you could take the ner itself of Chanukah and light another ner. It's not called bezayin. And the third thing in passing like Shmuel was v'alocha rav shimon v'greiru. They passing like rav shimon regarding dava she'ina meskaven on Shabbos. If you're not meskaven from malacha on Shabbos, it's not a problem. The tanya went to the brayso. Rav shimon oimer goyer odam mita kisoy v'safsol v'shabbos. A person is allowed to schlep a bed or a chair or a bench on Shabbos. Uvatzli meskaven lasayis chritz. Rav shimon meskaven to make a ditch. And there we passing like Shmuel holds like rav shimon. So the kasha is, you see, only three things he passed like Shmuel, everything else like Rav. So how could he hold over here Kiddush Makom Suda? Rav was in Kiddush Makom Suda. So Gemara answers, Kichumre de Rav have Ovid. It means he did every Chumra Rav with such of these three Chumras. Here he went like Shmuel. Kikuli de Rav lo have Ovid. He didn't do the Kula of Rav. That he didn't do. And this Gemara is a Kula of Kiddush Makom Suda. That he did not do like Rav. And therefore, it's not a kasha that he passed like Shmuel. And the Rashbam speaks out here. It's not a shaila like I'm doing like every chumrah. I say ksil a chayil chayshas gemaras in erevin. That's only in the same chumrah that it's a steer to each other two chumras. But here, if it's not a steer to each other. It's not a problem to do like two chumras. Like upon him, that's what comes out from the gemara. So coming from the gemara, you have to have kiddush makom suda. It's the end of the sugya kiddush makom suda. We pass kiddush makom suda like we said. All the maraim go like that, and. You have to, with Shiloh, we said what you have to taste. There's one more point that we said that if you go from room to room, it's not a good, it's called a Shina Makam. It's not called a Kiddush Makam Suda. Tosfos, also on Der Maschil Yedei, brings down from Yishalmi that if you have Das to go from one place to another place, then Shmuel is Maida that if you Mikadish upstairs, you can eat downstairs. Because called Kiddush Makam Suda. That means if you have das, then in the same house, it's called Kiddush Makom Suda. It brings a right from Yishalmi. The Yishalmi says that if the sukkah, if you like eating in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, in Eretz Yisrael, which you're not supposed to eat in the sukkah, it says you can make Kiddush in your house and then go eat in the sukkah. So you see, and that's not for hacker, you're not eating in the sukkah. What happened to Kiddush Makom Suda? Teretz is, that's called one house, and you're having das to do it, it's fine. That's the way you answer the Yishalmi. There's four pshatim how to answer the Yishalmi, so I'm learning the Yishalmi. Argus on the Bavli, the different pshatim, but kaponim, we paskin that in the same house, das will work, the Kiddush, the Makom Suda.